Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to Beauty Talk. I'm your host, Janice Tunnell. For today, Sunday, June 21st, I want to wish all the fathers out there a happy Father's Day, and thank you guys for tuning in. Our call-in number for tonight is 914-803-4399. Again, that number is 914-803-4399. Now, tonight, we continue our conversation on eyelash extensions, and it's part two of our conversation, and we're going to deal with, how to design the perfect eyelash, and we're going to get into some other things tonight as well. Our guest tonight is Dionne Phillips. She is known as the Queen of Lashes, but we're going to speak with her in a few minutes, but before that, we have some beauty news from my sister, Denise.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the beauty news. My favorite time of the summer is coming up. July 11th through the 14th at the Mandalay Bay Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, Nevada is PBA Beauty Week. For full details on PBA Beauty Week and its events and education, tickets and hotel information, you can go to probeauty.org/beautyweek. We want to give a congratulations to the 2015 finalists for the North American Hairstyling Awards, better known as NAHA. The North American Hairstyling Awards is the most prestigious beauty competition, recognizing the beauty industry's most talented artists in North America. And within those hairstyling awards, there are five finalists in each category, and the categories are avant-garde, contemporary classic, editorial stylist of the year, hair color, hairstylist of the year, makeup artist of the year, master stylist of the year, men's hairstylist of the year, nail professional of the year, newcomer stylist of the year, salon school design of the year, salon team of the year, student hairstylist of the year, and texture. So if you want to check out any of the finalists, you can go to probeauty.org/NAHA, N-A-H-A. Excuse my voice. NAHA's People's Choice Award. Here's your chance to support your favorite NAHA finalist and be an honorary judge. Vote for your favorite NAHA finalist collection now through June 30th on PBA's Facebook page. The People's Choice Award will be chosen from the top five finalists with the most likes. Finalists for this category will be revealed on Facebook July 1st, with the winner of this coveted award to be announced during the 2015 NAHA ceremony live in Las Vegas on Sunday, July 12th. Also, there will be a live stream broadcast of the event as well. And you can register on Pro Beauty's website at probeauty.org/NAHA to watch the show live. That's the red carpet reception from 6:30 to 8, and then the actual award ceremony from 8 to 10:30. And that's all I have.
All right. Thanks a bunch. Again, the call-in number for tonight is 914-803-4399. If you wish to join the conversation with a comment or a question, please dial that number and make sure you press the option to speak with the host. Again, our guest tonight, now I'll kind of let her, I was going to kind of read off a little something about her, but I'll let her reintroduce herself. She's no stranger to our show. So welcome to the show, Dionne Phillips. How are you?
How are you?
We are wonderful. Glad to have you back on.
Thanks for having me. Love it.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, it's been a while since you've been on the show, so reintroduce yourself, just telling everyone, you know, a little bit about yourself, how you got started doing lash extensions, and kind of bring us up to date to where you are.
Okay, well, Dionne Phillips. I'm from New York City. I started as a model and a makeup artist in New York City, actually transitioning out of modeling. I had become a makeup artist and working on, you know, jobs behind the scenes. Working as a model since I was 9 years old, doing a lot of catalog work, me and my husband, actually. That's not how we met, but yeah. and transitioning out when he moved out to California, I was always frequently, you know, getting my lashes done. And I was learned, I was taught actually by a huge model there. She has a spa in New York City, and I was always there constantly getting my lashes. But I wanted to look good at auditions when I was auditioning. When at the time they had Polaroids, you know, and I wanted to make sure the Polaroids looked good. You know, the Polaroid pictures at the time. So it always looked like I had makeup on. And one thing led to another. Girls constantly at castings always asking me who does the makeup, my hair, you know, where I got my shoes from or whatever. And slowly I'm like, you know what, I think there's something here. So I just started doing it as a hobby at that time since like 1998. And when I came out to Los Angeles with my boyfriend, now husband, I'm like, you know what, when I go to auditions here, I'm just going to go and get clients and not really worry about booking a job and just doing clients during the day. So one or two girls turned into, you know, a 3-month waiting list, turned into a 6-month waiting list from celebrities telling their friends and people, other people telling their friends. And my business kind of grew from that. And then notoriety of me doing Paris and Victoria Beckham to all these celebrities at that time kind of grew. And then everyone, you know, didn't know what this eyelash extension thing was. I'm like, we've been doing it for a while, and I didn't realize that no one across the United States, rather, has been doing them. So everyone from, I don't know, so many different people, I didn't really have time to teach. But it soon caught on from all my early press, and I continued to grow my business, and I ended up being at a spa. My client asked me to be at her spa. It's Kate Somerville Spa in West Hollywood. And the Mondays I only wanted to be there turned into 6 months waiting lists with all clients from all over the world coming.
Oh, wow.
And yeah, and then eventually I branched off and had opened up my own salon or spa in Beverly Hills on my own. And the rest is history.
Nice. Nice.
I hope I wasn't too detailed.
No. That was great.
Okay.
You said you first started getting the lashes done in New York.
Yeah.
So how popular was it then?
It was very popular amongst, like, Asians and Black girls. I hate to say it that way, but it was very popular with our hair extensions, you know, our weaves, the proper word for saying hair extensions now. and mostly, you know, mostly models were just getting them at that time. And very few people, you know, were getting them. No one really knew about eyelash extensions until my press, early press came out. So now currently you have a lot of eyelash gurus almost. So when I hear people say they've been doing lashes for over 10, 15 years, I know the timeline, you know.
Right.
So it's really interesting when you kind of hear that.
Well, can you explain for just the listeners out there, there may be some people out there who are thinking lash extensions are just like, you know, clusters or a strip lash. Which I've heard people refer to those as lash extensions.
Mm-hmm.
So can you just clarify that so people understand exactly what we're talking about?
Yeah, so a lot of people think, oh, I've been getting, I hear some older ladies say that, I've been getting eyelash extensions since the 70s. I'm like, great. And I stay quiet. I stay quiet because I know where that comes from. Eyelash extensions basically is one single fiber, be it silk, we get into that later, silk, minx, human hair, whatever you want to think it is. It's a silk fiber that's attached one single hair at a time to your natural eyelash. And then cluster or flare lashes or volume lashes, there's a difference between now. The translation is kind of getting lost with volume lashes and with cluster lashes as well. But the cluster lashes, we'll just use that word for now, is 5 to 6 hairs, depending on the thickness of that type of hair, on one strand, then attached to maybe one or two or several of your own natural lashes. So I hope that it really explains in detail. So an extension lash is only one single hair that is attached to your natural hair.
Got it.
It is not a cluster. Yes.
Right. Right. Exactly. And it's not a strip lash.
No, it's not a strip. A strip lash is on a spine of a lash. It's on a band, a spine.
Right.
It's funny how the translations of language even crosses over, yet be very clear because, you know, all different things, different names.
Right.
Exactly.
Yep.
Now, Dion, I receive Eyelash magazine, and I was so happy. I was so happy when I was pages, and I see an article lashing with the stars, and who's on the top of the page but my girl, the first person who's ever applied eyelash extensions to my lashes. So.
Aww.
I was like, we definitely have, let's do something about lashes, and this is a two-part thing. I wanted to definitely bring you on. And if you don't mind, I would like to read just a little bit of what was said in the Eyelash magazine, and we'll talk about it.
Okay, thanks. Great.
Okay, so it says, Phillips notes that women now make regular lash appointments in the same way they do haircuts and mani-pedis, and that many are increasingly seeking less dramatic looks. To achieve that, she applies extensions in between the natural lashes rather than from the top or bottom. It's a technique I developed through the years to make the lashes look more natural, Phillips says, adding that she prefers to use silk extensions. They're a good choice for clients who are concerned about potential animal cruelty, like cruelty with mink lashes, and who are also seeking longer, fuller, lightweight lashes. So with that being said, I kind of wanted to talk about two things. The part of the article where it says people prefer silk. Okay, wait a minute. Something's going on, you guys, with our show. But talk a little bit about that, why people prefer I think we're going to get cut off, you guys. And if we do, hold tight. We'll get you back on, Dion. But I think for some reason we're going to get cut off here.
Okay.
But talk a little bit about the difference in the silk and mink lashes.
Well, there's different variations of different type of lashes that some lash artists and lash techs are using. There has been a huge spark in mink and to sound luxury, like you're getting something better. They are softer. I kind of believe that they are just a softer, thinner cut type of silk lash. I think it was a marketing ploy, to be honest with you, just to sell more because the mink lashes cost a little bit more than just the regular silk lashes. But, yeah, I just prefer that. Also, I prefer that because of the fact that I am in California. I am an animal activist. I don't want anything animal. We don't know what it is. And they can say it all day long, honestly, and say that it's not, you know, cruel to animals. But I don't know that. So I'd rather not even engage in that type of lash. So I've been fine for over the years that it's been silk. They've been cut actually better and thinner with silk. But I just have a lot of clients who are huge with the whole animal cruelty things. I want to stay true to my authenticity with that.
Gotcha. I think we're going to get cut off here. So something's going wrong with the way the show was set up. So hang up and we'll start all over again.
Okay.
I'll text you and we'll start all over again.
Okay, great.
Hey, thanks.
Thanks.